Now, verse 18, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they had heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them any more, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. Now I have read to you the passage beginning with verse 18 down through verse 21. And I read all of that because it's quite obvious that what he's talking about here is Mount Sinai. He's speaking of the giving of the law to Moses on top of Mount Sinai. He's speaking of the old covenant. Now, the thing that he's saying here, and again, I think it's quite obvious that what he's saying is just simply this. These people that he's writing to, and we need to keep that before us all the time, they were Hebrews. They were Hebrews who had turned to Christ. Now, again, you must remember that the early church, on the day of Pentecost, those 3,000 that were saved were not Gentiles. They were Jews. And the early church, for all of those first few years, until Paul and Barnabas and others of the missionaries began to move out, it was 100% Jewish. And then the Gentiles were saved. Now he's writing to these Jews. Now many of the Jews in Jerusalem that had turned to Christ, they found themselves here at a great loss. They'd been accustomed to go to the temple. They had been accustomed to hear the law read. Now they're shut away from the law. They're shut out from the temple. They're no longer part of that system at all. And I want to say this, they felt very much on the outside. And now they are being told, and I think Paul here is saying to them, you've come now unto the mount that's different than Mount Sinai. And you don't want to go back to that. Mount Sinai was a place where when the law was given, 3,000 people were slain. You read that in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, that giving of the law. 3,000 people were slain. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were saved. They died at the giving of the law. They lived at the day of Pentecost and the preaching of the gospel. And the giving of the law is not pretty. There was the sound of the trumpet. There was an earthquake. There was thunder and lightning. And the people, they said, we're frightened. They said to Moses, you go up. And the people were told to stand back and not come near. And some of them got too close. And Paul says, you don't want to go back to that system. And even today, there are people that want to go back to that system that are even Gentiles. Now he says, we've left that system and we've come away from it. We've got away from that altogether. I remember when I was a pastor in Nashville, Tennessee, a lady came up to me. She was a lovely person in many ways, but I always felt that she came in under that designation where Paul spoke of silly women laden with sins, ever learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. She was a woman that was sort of a social hanger-on. That is, she belonged to a very wealthy family. She went to their cocktail parties, engaged in their sins, but she still wanted to go to the Bible classes, and she came, attended my church, but she never was a member. But she always pretended to be quite a Bible student, but she was one of those ever learning but never coming to a knowledge of the truth. And she said to me one day, after I'd preached a sermon about the law and how we don't want to get in under it, and she came to me, she says, you know, Dr. McGee, the giving of the law is so beautiful, isn't it? And I had to say to that dear lady, the giving of the law is not beautiful. I see nothing beautiful about it. I think, frankly, it's one of the most frightening scenes there is in the Bible. Well, I said 3,000 people were slain that day. And it was a law that these people were told that they could never be saved by it, and God gave them a sacrificial system. They had to bring a sacrifice. A little animal had to die because the law couldn't save them. It actually condemned them. Now, here we have some of those people in that day. They had been accustomed to go to the temple. They had been going through that ritual. Now there's nothing to go to. There's no ceremony. There's no sacrifice to bring.